Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Representative Joe Schumacher. He represents District 22A in the far southwest part of Minnesota, bordering South Dakota and Iowa. And welcome to the program, Joe.
Thank you. Good morning.
Now, last week we talked about your expectations for the upcoming legislative session, and you said that what you expected was perhaps some consensus on transportation, obviously higher ed, and also a bonding bill. Those were kind of the three big things. We talked about the budget forecast and how that was going to come in, and our expectations were met. It came in lower. Let's talk a little bit, Joe, about the Aging and Long-Term Care Policy Committee that you chair. That's a big topic, and it's one that continues to become more and more important as all of us baby boomers keep getting older.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about people. They all get older, so we have to address it. And pretty much every facet of our legislature can deal with issues on aging and long-term care. And what we found in the past is that these issues tend to just fall through the cracks. And so this last year, the House set up a committee just on aging long-term care policy to cover all those facets and to make sure that we weren't having things slip through the cracks. Our major focus last year was on some of the long-term care insurance policies that are out there and how we can adjust those to make them more affordable for people. But I would say that the biggest thing that we had come through the aging long-term care committee last year was the rates for our nursing homes. Not only did we reform the way that we pay for our nursing homes in the state so that it keeps up with the changing industry, but we were also, which I think is particularly good for greater Minnesota, we were able to set the rates on a statewide average that's based on the metro rates. And so before, what we had was kind of a three-tier system where you had the metro rates, then you had the rural rates, and then you had the deep rural rates. And the justification was that the cost of living is lower out in our neck of the woods, and so we should get paid less to take care of our seniors out here than they do in other places. And we didn't think that was right. If we were going to reform the system, let's get a statewide system and make sure that we're treating everyone the same. When we're looking at that issue in particular, it's most important for rural Minnesota because in a lot of the small towns that we represent as legislators, the nursing home is the largest employer in the town. It's where people go to take care of their friends and neighbors who can't take care of themselves anymore. And so making sure that our seniors have a safe place that they can live in dignity when they're at a stage where they can't live on their own anymore, and that we're paying an equitable wage for the people who are providing that care to make sure that we still get high-quality care was vitally important.
Indeed. Representative Joe Schumacher, he's with District 22A in southwest Minnesota, the South Dakota and Iowa border, that area. He's the chair of the Aging and Long-Term Care Policy Committee at the legislature and also a member of the board of directors of the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.